You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday for a day that only comes once a year. Making a cake can be a special treat for yourself or someone you care about for a birthday celebration. We can't celebrate with big groups in person right now, but we could still enjoy that birthday cake. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you or your family have a go-to cake or dessert that you gotta have on the birthday? What is the best birthday cake you've ever had? Do you find joy in the simple tradition of making or eating cake? Have you celebrated a birthday during the pandemic? What dessert did you make? Did you drop it off for somebody and then eat it together over Zoom, say? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Deb Perlman is a creator and author of the food blog Smitten Kitchen. She's the author of two cookbooks, The Smitten Kitchen Cookbook and Smitten Kitchen Every Day. Deb, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, do you have a memorable birthday cake, one that you went to maybe when you were growing up?
You know, I have always loved the classic yellow cake, which is like such a funny thing to call it yellow, but it's that kind of golden color. I always loved a vanilla cake with a good fudgy chocolate frosting and filling. That was my classic go-to. But I can be a friend of many other types of layer cakes too.
Now, I know you're in touch with a lot of people who like to eat all manner of food. Are people, do you get the sense that people are making that celebratory birthday cake or whatever their dessert of choice is, even if they can't, you know, share it with 10 or 20 loved ones?
I think so. In fact, it's a little bit like we have more time at home and we're all doing a little bit more cooking sometimes than we want to, but most of us are doing a whole lot more cooking than we were this time last year. And we also, you know, have a little bit more time because most of us are working from home to make cakes. And so I'm definitely seeing it. I'm definitely seeing an interest. I get a lot of questions about how do I scale this down or could I make this a one layer cake? And I am here for you. I have answers to all of these questions.
And I know this is a subject near and dear to your heart. You've got a lot of cakes on your website and you've got a whole party cakes section in Smitten Kitchen Every Day. What is it about the cakes and the birthday desserts that that really appeals to you?
I really feel like, well, my theory is that most birthday cakes, and this is probably pre-pandemic, but not necessarily untrue for now, are made at like 11:30 p.m. the night before you remember it's somebody's birthday.
<I've been laughs>
And
there.
I love a very ambitious cake, you know, when you have time, but most of us just want somebody to feel special on their birthday. And so I wanted to develop a series of one bowl, really great, like airtight recipes for cakes with simple ingredients you already have around that you could do. You could use in different ways. So the party cake builder in my in Smitten Kitchen Every Day does exactly that. We start with this idea of either a 9-inch round or an 8-inch square one layer cake with a thick raft of frosting on top. You can turn that cake into, you can double it and make a 2-layer cake, you know, a regular layer cake. You can turn it into 12 cupcakes, or you can even double it and turn it into a sheet cake in a 9x13. Or you can, if you happen to have smaller cake pans, which are one of my favorite things to tell people about, especially as we're doing smaller gatherings and, you know, mini cakes right now, is that all 9-inch round and 8-inch square cakes can be halved in a 6-inch round cake pan, which are a great investment. They're very inexpensive online. You can buy sets of them if you want to make smaller birthday cakes. So you could take one 9-inch round cake and turn it into a 2-layer 6-inch cake. I hope I didn't just do too much math. I feel like all the non-math people just like slammed the door and left the room. But
cut it in half, 6-inch so cake, simple. I got it. We're talking
like
to Deb Perlman.
The 12, the 9, the 9.
Talking to Deb Perlman on this edition of Food Friday. We are making birthday cakes. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Deb blogs at Smitten Kitchen. She's got a couple cookbooks with Smitten Kitchen in the title. We've got recipes from Deb at WPR.org/Food Friday that has made the Central Time team really hungry for cake. Let's check out, before we go to our callers, Deb, let's check out one of those recipes. Straight up, best birthday cake. You thought, you know, those box mixes, they're pretty good, but you wanted to make your own classic birthday cake. What's the secret?
Vanilla, butter, buttermilk gives it a little bit more of a dynamic flavor. Without artificial flavors in it. And on that cake, I do a kind of not really a classic buttercream. I do a little bit of an unusual frosting where you use sour cream and melted chocolate. But hear me out. It makes a really glossy, smooth, shiny fudgy frosting, and I really love it. But I also have recipes for classic chocolate buttercreams if that's more your speed.
It looks really good. Let's go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Joshua is with us in Milwaukee. Joshua, hi.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what is your secret favorite cake?
You know, I mean, growing up, I was always into Funfetti, and I think that's always been a fan favorite, especially just in my family. But we were trying to figure out how we can kind of move away from the box and start making it from home. So my wife has actually found a recipe by Molly Yeh, and she's got an amazing cookbook, and they have a homemade Funfetti. It's just so much fun. It's super colorful, and just it reminds me of the boxed one, but it tastes so much better.
And Joshua, before you go, Funfetti, that's the one. It's like a normal looking cake, but it's got sprinkly colors. It's not like fettuccine. That's not the fetty part.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a white cake with a bunch of sprinkles, which brings me right back to being 8 years old.
Do you still eat it even though you're not eight anymore?
Oh, all the time. Every birthday, I ask my wife, like, let's make that Funfetti. Let's go for it.
Excellent. I love it. Deb, have you tackled the secret of Funfetti?
I do. I actually have my own version of it on my site, but I've also made Molly Yeh's before, and it's wonderful. It's a happy cake. It's so happy. And whether or not you have kids or you just like colorful things, it's just the difference between a white cake and a colorful white cake. And I think we can all use more color in our lives right now. Here, you guys have quite a bit of snow out there. So
we do. We do. And it doesn't have sprinkly colors in it. Huh. Interesting. Joshua, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Scott now in Appleton. Scott, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
So, what's your cake, Scott?
It's a peach cake that my wife makes for me every year. In fact, my mouth is salivating at talking about it. It's made from scratch from the red and white covered cookbook. But basically what makes it different is she puts in a can of peaches with the syrup in it, and then mixes that into the mix and then bakes it and everything. And then we top it with a whipped topping, and it is so moist, and the Cool Whip topping just kind of gives it that creaminess with it. It's delightful.
Fantastic. I love it, Scott. That sounds great. Deb, any tips or suggestions on making something like that?
Yes, you should make some for me. That sounds amazing.
I love a
birthday cake with fruit in it. I'm not only loyal to chocolate and sprinkles, and I love like a nice summery cake with chunks of peaches. I think it's just the happiest thing.
Thanks a lot for that call. Before we go back to callers, I want to get to another recipe you shared with us at WPR.org/Food Friday. If somebody really wanted to make a cake for, I don't know, public radio host, this would be a good one. The chocolate peanut butter cake. Now, you say beware, serve in thin slices. It's super rich. This is right in my ballpark. Tell us about this chocolate peanut butter cake.
This cake is completely over the top. It is... It's a three layer. It's a kind of an old fashioned cake, like a kind of a devil's food cake is the actual cake. So if you like those really like moist, dark crumbed chocolate cakes, this is definitely for you. And then the filling and frosting are a peanut butter frosting, and it's a peanut butter cream cheese frosting, which I know sounds very unusual, but the extra tang of the cream cheese really brings the peanut butter together. Like it tastes so much better than just peanut butter and sugar would. And then on the top, we have a chocolate peanut butter glaze, and it's an amazing cake. And it's one of the earliest cakes I put on my website. And I remember it broke my servers at the time. Like it was just, there was too much excitement over chocolate and peanut butter. And I learned my lesson after that, but it makes a really large cake, which may not fit our lives right now. You know, it makes a three layer, 9 by 9 inch cake. So you could have it in 6 inch pans, or I've also made it as a single layer sheet cake too. But then you don't get those stacked layers.
Oh, it looks so good. Back to our callers now. Barb is with us in Jackson County. Barb, hi.
Hi, my son's going to be 40 years old this year, and when he was a little boy, he would confuse cake and pie. And because his birthday's July 6th, we always have fresh strawberry pie with whipped cream, and we put candles on it, and that's his birthday cake every year since he's a little boy.
Now, hold on. Do you call it pie, or do you still call it cake because it's the birthday cake?
we call it birthday cake, but we laugh about it. And now he has three little kids, and so we call it Daddy's birthday cake. But and then we tell him he used to call it, you know, cake when he was little. So
awesome.
It's just kind of a family thing, and you know, because it's July 6th, he gets fresh strawberries.
I love the tradition too, Barb. Thanks a lot for that, Deb. Any favorite celebratory pies that we could pretend are cakes if we want to?
I would definitely love a strawberry pie in the summer. Anytime. I love a peach pie. I have a lot of friends who prefer pie over cake too, and we often make them pies for their birthday. Well, you know, in other years, perhaps hopefully by the summer, but we'll see. But yeah, I feel like in the middle of the summer, it's really nice. If you've got fresh fruit or you were able to go peach picking or you have berries, it's a fun thing to make a big pie.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for sharing that story. We're talking to Deb Perlman, creator and author of the food blog Smitten Kitchen. She has two cookbooks out, including Smitten Kitchen Every Day. We're talking about birthday cake or birthday pie, whatever your birthday dessert of choice is. You can call in at 800-642-1234 to share your favorites and maybe the transition that goes along with, or the tradition, excuse me, that goes along with it. And let us know how you've adapted, if at all, during the pandemic to making those cakes and pies when there's not as many people gathering in person for them. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday conversation with Deb Perlman, creator of the blog Smitten Kitchen, author of two cookbooks, including Smitten Kitchen Every Day. We are talking about birthday cakes and other celebratory desserts. You could join in with your favorite and the tradition behind it at 800-642-1234. Get a few recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. Deb shared a straight-up birthday cake with some twists, a chocolate peanut butter cake, and a vegan coconut cake. Maybe we'll get to that in a bit as well. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Ricardo is with us in Madison. Ricardo, hi.
Hi. So I have three. One of them is for sure for birthdays. It's tres leches cake. For Halloween, we also have pan de muerto, which translates bread of death. But it's really, really popular in Mexico. And then I also have another one that it's called La Rosca, which we usually celebrate it after Christmas. In fact, for Los Tres Reyes Magos, which is usually January 5th. I just wanted to share those three.
That's fantastic, Ricardo. Thanks for that. The birthday one was tres leches. We also heard from Brandy on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Brandy says, I have a thing for tres leches cakes. The best ones are at Mexican bakeries. I have made tres leches cake. It's been a while. I really like them. Deb, any thoughts on that?
It's a favorite of mine, too. I feel like I've now listed five favorites and somebody's going to call me out, but I'm allowed to have as many birthday cake favorites.
I'm right there with you, though.
I've definitely done tres leches before, and it's just so delicious and people are so excited about it, and you can even have fun with it and add like a fourth one and add some coconut milk in, but I feel like even just the three are wonderful. It's a really lovely cake, and it keeps really well if you're trying to like plan ahead for having people over in some, you know, other year.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Bruce with us now in Eau Claire. Bruce, hi.
Hey, gang. Yeah, I grew up in a household of five kids. Mom made a lot of birthday cakes. And our favorite was Jell-O cake. You take your favorite Jell-O, mix it with fresh fruit, and blend it in with Cool Whip graham cracker crust. We liked it so much that when it was Mom's birthday, we made her make it for that as well.
Wow. Okay. Nice, Mom. I hope she liked it, too. Bruce, thanks a lot for that. She did? Good. Glad to hear it. Thanks a lot for that. That's, I don't know, sounds like kind of an easier one to pull together, Deb. Do you do much with Jell-O in your desserts?
I haven't, but I've definitely heard about this kind of cake before, and I know it's really beloved among people who grew up with it. I missed out. I'm going to talk to my mom right after this and ask her why she hasn't made it for me.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Well, I foreshadowed this a bit. The third recipe you've got for us at WPR.org/Food Friday. Deb, a vegan option, which you usually don't do reading this recipe, a plush coconut cake. What's the key to making this vegan cake appealing even to the non-vegans out there?
It is. So I am clearly not vegan. As we've talked about tres leches and eggs and butter and everything else. But I came across, some people know them as depression cakes. They're this really like old fashioned way of making cakes, I guess, when eggs were harder to get, or maybe butter. And so they're made with oil, flour, and there's no weird ingredients in there. It's just, they just work. It's like some baking voodoo, and you don't need eggs and you don't need to use butter. You do use some cooking oil, and it makes these incredibly plush, moist cakes. Like you don't need to eat it because you're vegan. You're going to eat it because it's like one of the most amazing cakes you'll ever eat. So I was playing around with that formula, and I wanted to, the coconut cake has been really popular on the site. Once again, it doesn't use any eggs or dairy in it, but like you would not know from eating it that you're missing out on anything at all.
Okay, I think I'm going to try a couple callers back to back here, starting with Travis in Mercer. Travis, hi.
Hi, I had a quick question. I made a banana cake last week with a maple syrup and cream cheese frosting, but I just thought it needed a little something else on the frosting, like some candied nuts or something. I was just wondering if you had any advice on that.
Okay, hold your thought there, Deb, because Rob in Verona is also in the banana cake territory here. Rob, hi.
Yeah, what a coincidence. Yeah, banana cake's been kind of a tradition in our household for a while now. I can't remember where the recipe came from. I want to say it came out of one of Penzi Spices publications, but you can probably find it on the internet. But it's like almost like a banana bread recipe. It's very similar. For the frosting that goes with this cake that they recommended, it was a mocha frosting, and it's like a chocolate mocha frosting. So you make it with, actually, I think it has like a cup of coffee, strong coffee in it. What I did in a pinch one time, I made it and I didn't have time to whip up the frosting. And, so I improvised and grabbed a jar of Nutella out of the cupboard and thought this might work, and, put it on there, and on the warm cake, it kind of melted it up. And it was outstanding. And so now that's almost more my go-to frosting for it. And now it doesn't exactly kind of match up with what your colors kind of suggested. But, yeah, you could do some nuts on top of it. But, yeah, you can either go with that mocha chocolate frosting or even just as simple as Nutella. And to be honest, I think Nutella on just about any cake, it just acts like a chocolate frosting and a little bit of healthier.
All right. Rob, thank you so much. All right, a couple callers with banana cake and frosting thoughts. Deb, what do you like for frosting a banana cake?
Actually, I like all of those things. I feel like banana goes really well with coffee. It goes really well with chocolate. It goes really well with cream cheese. On the candied nuts that you mentioned, if you're looking for a fairly straightforward recipe, I have a recipe for sugar and spice candied nuts on Smitten Kitchen. I've often made them for gifts. But it's a really simple formula where you actually use an egg white and you whisk it up and you use a little bit of salt and sugar and you bake them together. And what it creates is like a really nice, crunchy, sweet, salty nut. You can, you know, go, it's mostly sugar, but with just enough salt to make it taste interesting, that they really keep forever in a jar. So you could make a pound of them, put some on the cake, and then have it for the next time. So I have to point you there. But I feel like bananas go really well with all of those flavors. And I was laughing about the Nutella because he would definitely fit in well here, because my kids basically want Nutella on everything all of the time. And they often get away with it because their dad makes breakfast.
Excellent. Thanks for that. Those calls, I should say. Time for another caller, or maybe two. Nancy is with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hello.
Hello. I once found a recipe that I definitely knew I wanted to try because it had a can of whole cranberry sauce in a chocolate cake recipe. It was just wonderful. And I would bring it to my work and tell people, now there's some kind of fruit in this cake, and I want you all to try to guess what kind of fruit it is. Nobody ever guessed that this was a can of whole cranberry sauce. And it gave this chocolate cake a richness and a depth, and the combination of chocolate and cranberries is just wonderful. And then I started branching out into melting chocolate bars and pouring it over a mixture of nuts and dried cranberries, and then broke it up into pieces after that cooled and hardened. And that was wonderful. Chocolate and cranberries just really do go together.
Fantastic. Nancy, thanks so much. I wouldn't have guessed about that combo, Deb. What do you think?
I think it sounds really good. I immediately Googled it. So I'm looking at a recipe. And I love it. And I'm feeling like it might be like a cousin to almost a Black Forest cake where you might use a cherry sauce instead. Cranberries might be like easier for us to get here because they're a big American product. But I feel like this chocolate, berry, chocolate, cherry, it's a really nice combination because it really kind of wakes up the chocolate. I know it's not for everybody, but I think they go really well together.
Thanks for that call. And Deb, we'll leave it there. I think everybody's going to skip dinner tonight and go straight to the cake. Thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me on.
That's Deb Perlman, creator and author of the food blog Smitten Kitchen. She has two cookbooks. Smitten Kitchen Every Day is the latest, includes a chapter on celebration cakes if you need to do more research. And we've got links to the recipes she shared with us today at WPR.org/Food Friday. And you can keep sharing your favorite birthday dessert traditions on the Ideas Network Facebook page.